said, first of all, we welcome you all in the name of the Lord. Many of you have already met Brother Radisha Maran from Zemun Church. That's place of some of us, place of our birth. And he's a ministering brother there. He's going to be with us for a few weeks here in California. So we've asked him to serve this morning, and Brother Zoran's going to translate from Serbian to English. So let us uplift both of the brothers as preaching and translating takes a little bit more finesse, if you will, and a little more patience. So let us uplift the brothers in prayer. Brother Radisha.
Okay. Brother and sister, meni je veoma drago da po Božjoj milosti I ljubavi.
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm very happy through God's grace.
Da se danas, ovog svetog nedeljnog dana, nalazim sa vama u Domu Gospodnjem.
That I'm with you on this holy Sunday amongst you.
Nalazimo se u najboljoj kući I u najvažnijoj kući na zemlji.
We find ourselves in the best place, in the best house on this earth.
Nalazimo se u školi Novog Zaveta.
In the school of the New Testament.
Ovo je najveća škola u istoriji ove zemlje, u istoriji planete.
Highest school that there is.
Došli smo na čas istine Božije.
We came to the hour of instruction,
koja je donešena sa neba,
that was brought from heaven,
u liku I u delu,
in the light,
Isusa Hrista, Sina Božjega.
Jesus Christ, God's Son.
Tako danas njemu na čast I slavu.
So to his honor and glory,
želimo da pročitamo iz Novog Zaveta.
We would like to read from the New Testament.
Filipljanima poslanica svetog apostola Pavla.
Philippians.
Čitat ćemo s Božju pomoć iz glave druge.
Second chapter of the Philippians. Sad ti možda sedneš, ja ću pročitati.
Okay, that's right.
Hoćeš cijelu glavu?
Da, cijelu pročitati.
We'll read the whole chapter. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus, shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Christ, Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with a father, he hath served me with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also might myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldiers, but your messenger, and he may minister to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that you had heard that he has been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with gladness, and hold such in reputation. Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. This is the reading of the second chapter of Ephesians.
Braće i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters,
hvala za vašu molitvu što ste molili da mi Bog da snage da govorim.
Thank you for your prayers on my behalf.
Jer bez njega ne možemo ništa.
Without him we can do nothing.
Kao što je Gospod sam kazao Isus,
as the Lord Jesus has said himself,
bez mene nećete ništa moći činiti.
Without me you can do nothing. You cannot.
I to je prava istina.
And this is a truth.
I dobro je kad to imamo u srcu.
And it is good that we keep that in mind and heart.
Da je on naša jedina snaga.
That he is our only power.
Jedina moć.
Our strength.
Jedina pomoć.
The only help.
I jedina nada na ovoj zemlji.
And the only hope on this earth.
A ovdje stoji u riječi Gospodnjoj.
Here in God's word it says,
da je Gospod Isus kazao,
the Lord Jesus said,
blago onome, blago čovjeku,
blessed is the man,
koji na mene stavlja nadanje svoje, koji se nada na Boga.
Who puts his trust in me.
I ako je naša nada potpuna u Isusu Hristu,
and if our hope is only in Jesus Christ,
onda možemo reći,
then we can say,
da dosta dobro stojimo pred licem Gospodnjim.
That we are firmly grounded.
Kad vidimo sebe da smo mali,
we see ourselves as weak and small.
Čovjek koji kao hrišćanin, čovjek koji je hrišćanin, žena, čovjek.
A man or a woman that are Christians.
Ako pogledamo sebe spram Hrista,
if we compare ourselves to Christ,
onda smo mi kao bebe u inkubatoru potpuno nemoćni bez njega.
We are nothing or next to nothing.
Ali divno je imati veru u njegovu silu i moć.
But it is beautiful to have a faith in his power and his might.
Jer Bog govori sa neba.
Because God speaks from heaven.
Strašno velikim glasom.
With a mighty voice.
Da se ceo svemir razlama od snage njegove.
That resounds to the whole world.
A on govori.
And he says,
čujte nebesa i slušaj zemljo.
Hear heaven and earth.
Jer Gospod govori.
The Lord is speaking.
Pre mene nije bilo Boga.
Before me there was no God.
Niti će ga posle mene biti.
Nor there will be there one after me.
Ja sam Bog.
I am the only God.
I osim mene spasitelja nema.
Beside me there is none.
To je potpuna istina iz ove svete Božje reči.
This is the whole truth from the God's word.
Kad pogledamo na zemlji sve knjige ovoga sveta koje su napisane,
all the books of this world,
kad bi se skupile na gomilu iz celoga sveta, iz cele planete,
they would be combined together, compiled,
napravili bi cijelu planinu.
Would be a great mountain.
I možemo knjige podeliti, iako ima puno tematike, puno raznih pisanja.
Although there is many topics of the books.
Možemo podeliti knjige na zemlji samo u dvije grupe.
But we can only separate them in two different kinds.
U jednoj grupi,
in one kind,
ili u prvoj grupi, stoje sve knjige zemaljske na jednoj gomili. Sve knjige koje su napisane na zemlji, koje su ljudi napisali, sve stoje na jednoj gomili, sve okay. knjige ovoga sveta.
And on one pile there's all books that are written by man.
A u drugoj grupi,
and the second group,
stoji samo jedna knjiga.
There's only one book.
A to je ova.
It's called the Bible.
Holy Bible.
The one that we're looking at.
Ona se razlikuje od svih knjiga.
It's different from the other books.
Zato što u ovoj knjizi živi Bog.
Because God lives through this book.
Ostale knjige na svetu,
other books in the world,
kako ljudi možda u Srbiji kažu, mrtvo slovo na papiru.
People in Serbia says this is a dead letter on the paper.
A ovo je ovdje živo slovo na papiru.
And this is a living world, living letter.
Sve knjige su u Holy Bible sastavljene, odnosno Sveto pismo je sastavljeno iz više knjiga Starog i Novog Zaveta.
Bible contains books of Old and New Testament.
Napisane su voljom Gospodnjom.
Written by the will of God.
Osim jedne.
Except one.
Jedna je posebna.
There is one that is special.
Ona je napisana željom čovečijom.
One is written by the will of man.
A dopuštenjem Božijim. Dopuštenjem, Bog je dopustio se napiše.
With permission of God.
A to je knjiga o Jovu.
But that's a book of Job.
Ona je posebna mimo svih knjiga.
This is a special kind of book.
U njoj ta knjiga govori o najvećem čovjeku koji je trpio na zemlji.
It speaks of Job as man who
koji je najveći trpljenik, najveći mučenik na zemlji.
Who suffered a lot on the earth.
On je slika i prilika vernog čovjeka.
This is a picture of a believer.
Koji je apsolutno imao potpuno pouzdanje i vjeru u Boga.
He had a faith and trust in God.
U najstrašnijim mukama.
And in terrible pain.
U najtežim noćima.
The long nights.
U najbolnijim ranama.
Most painful wounds.
U neizmjernim tugama.
In a great sorrow.
Jer su mu poginula svi 10 djece.
All 10 children were killed.
Nije popustio u veri ni malo pred Bogom.
He didn't falter in his faith before God.
To je jedno dobro uputstvo i nama savjet da sa ovoga puta ne skrećemo ni malo.
This is an example for us, an instruction that we don't deviate from the way.
Ova knjiga Gospodnja govori puno o Bogu, o njegovoj slavi i predstavlja Boga. Knjiga predstavlja Boga, Sveto pismo. Okay, Sveto pismo.
Yeah, the Bible represents God, presents God.
Kakav je on u večnosti?
How he is in eternity.
Da on nepromjenjiva milost, ljubav i istina.
That he is unchanging God of love and truth.
Govori o čovjeku.
Speaks of man.
Kakav je bio.
As he was.
I kakav može biti.
And as he can become.
Ako dođe u ovaj sveti Božji dom.
If he comes to this holy place.
I padne na kolena i počne da plače.
Kneels before God in tears.
I da lije suze pred Bogom. Moleći za oproštaj svetoga Boga.
Asking for forgiveness of his or her sins.
Mi znamo i govorimo kao što i jeste. Mi govorimo kao što jeste, govorimo istinu.
Yeah, we speak as we speak the truth in love.
Da je Bog ljubav.
That God is love.
I možemo to i matematički da dokažemo. Bog jednako je ljubav.
We can present that in a mathematic formula, God equals love.
I ljudi ovoga sveta su mnogo pisali o Božjoj ljubavi.
And men also write about God's love.
Ali su puno istraživali ko je možda najbolje opisao Božju ljubav.
And they may be debating who described God's love the best.
Ima jako pisaca daroviti koji imaju dar da pišu jako divno, there jako
are,
lepo.
There are talented people that can write good books.
Ali su našli jednu pesmu o Bogu.
They found one song about God.
Koja je strašno dirnula i koja je prevazišla sva pisanja na zemlji.
That touched all their hearts.
Govorimo osim pisma, mimo pisma, to su ljudi pisali.
Beside the Bible.
I prosto je neverovatno. Neverovatno je, čudno je, čudo se desilo.
It is fast unbelievable.
Da je ta pesma nađena u zatvoru u jednoj ćeliji.
That poem was found in a prison cell.
Na zidu je jedan zatvorenik, zarobljenik, zatvorenik napisao pesmu o Bogu.
A prisoner wrote a poem about God.
Pokušao je da dočara koliko je Božja ljubav velika.
He tried to present how great God's love is.
I napisao nešto kratko i jako.
The poem is short.
I napisao je poređenje. Da uporedi Božju ljubav sa rečima.
He was trying to compare God's love.
I kaže ovako, kad bi more bila tinta ili more da bude mastilo, što se umakalo pero pa pisalo.
If all the oceans were just ink,
celo more na zemlji, da bude mastilo.
All the oceans of the world become a tint.
A znamo koliko je more jako veliko.
You know how great the oceans are?
Ljudi su izmerili dubinu najdublje mjesto u okeanu.
We can find the depth of the ocean.
Ono iznosi 11 kilometara.
11 kilometers.
Kaže, kad bi more tinta bila, a sva trava, svaka travka da je pero za pisanje. Ono pero staro.
And if every blade of grass would be a pen.
A celo nebo da bude od papira.
And all the skies or the heavens would be a paper.
More bi se svoj istrošilo, potrošilo.
The whole oceans, like that ink would be spent.
Pera bi se sva izlomila i iskrzala od pisanja.
All the pens would have been used up.
Celo nebo bi bilo ispisano Božjoj ljubavi.
All the skies and all the heavens would be filled.
I on je napisao na kraju, kaže, i to opet nije dovoljno.
And all of that would not have been enough.
Onda vidimo iz te pesme da Božjoj ljubavi nema kraja.
So we see that God's love has no end.
Tako ovdje je dao Gospod da se napiše u njegove riječi u Filipljanima.
Here in Philippians, Apostol Paul
kaže, ako ima koje poučenje u Hristu, ili ako ima koja utjeha ljubavi, ako ima koja zajednica duha, ako ima koje srce žalostivo i milost, ispunite moju radost da jedno mislite, jednu ljubav imate, jedno dušni i jedno misleni.
The first chapter.
Savršen savjet za nas.
First verses. If there be any consolation in Christ, any comfort in love, fellowship in the Spirit, bowels of mercy, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind.
Ovdje Gospod traži da bude poučenje u Hristu.
This is instruction for us.
Mi često kažemo kao što ovdje piše.
We say that often.
A mi Hristov imamo.
And we have the mind of Christ.
Ako sjede ljudi u crkvi, u domu Božjem,
people sit in the church.
Da imamo svi Hristov
We have a mind of Christ.
Onda nema problema.
Then there would be no problems.
I ne može nikad biti.
It could not be.
Jer Hristov je savršen.
Mind of Christ is perfect.
I nama je rekao Gospod.
And the Lord said,
budete savršeni.
Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Kao što je savršen Otac vaš nebeski. Kaže, ako ima koja utjeha ljubavi, ako ima koje srce žalostivo i milost, ispunite moju radost da jedno mislite.
Fulfill ye my joy that you will be like-minded.
Da imamo jednu misao. Postoji samo jedna ljubav, jedan razum,
one mind, one love,
jedna istina,
one truth.
I Gospod traži nas da budemo ujedinjeni, a ne razjedinjeni.
And Lord wants to see us united, not separated.
Kaže, ništa ne činite usprkos ili za praznu slavu.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory.
Ovo je jedna rečenica dosta teška, koja nas opominje da se uvek držimo duha ljubavi i milosti i zajedničkog duha Božijeg.
This talks about the need that we would have to remain within the love of God.
I kažu da ne činimo za praznu slavu.
Nothing for the vain glory.
A šta je prazna slava?
What is a vain glory?
Telesne misli, telesne želje,
earthly mind,
ponos,
earthly wishes,
ponos,
pride,
i ostalo, sve što je suprotno reči Božjoj.
Everything that is in contradiction with the word of God.
Ovde opet kaže Gospod, kako je lepo kad vidim da deca moja žive zajedno.
Apostle John says he rejoices when he sees that his children live in unity.
I radujem se puno.
He rejoices.
Kad moja deca u istini hodaju.
And my children walk in love.
Kaže Gospod, ko govori istinu, izbavit će se u poslednji dan.
And the Lord says that he who testifies the truth will be saved in the last day.
A šta je istina?
What is the truth?
Ono što jeste.
This is what it is.
Kao što je Gospod kazao kad se pojavio Mojsije kad je gorela kupina.
When Moses approached the burning bush.
Kaže, ko si ti, Gospode?
He said, who are you, Lord?
Šta je kazao Bog? Ja sam onaj koji jesam.
I am that I am.
On je jedini onaj koji jeste.
That's the one, the only one who is and who is the truth.
Kaže, na zemlji ima puno bogova.
On earth there may be many gods.
Ali je samo jedan Gospod.
But one Lord.
Ime mu je Hristos.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Nazarečanin.
From Nazareth.
Koji je došao na zemlju.
Who came to this earth.
Nas radi.
Because of us.
U svoje vreme.
In his time.
Nam je učinio toliku milost.
He brought a great mercy for us.
Blago onome i onima koji dolaze u dom Božiji.
Blessed are those who come to the house of the Lord.
Koji imaju tu radost dolaska u srcu.
Who have that joy for coming to the house of the Lord.
Kao što je kazao car David.
As the King David said.
Tako se radujem što su me zvali da idem u dom Gospodnji.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Iako je bio car u Izraelju.
Though he was the king of Israel.
On nije davao na tu praznu slavu o kojoj ovde govori.
He was not talking about vain glory.
Premda je imao veliku slavu kao car.
He had his own glory as a king.
To mora stajati po strani, a u srcu stoji Hristos.
He had to put that aside and the glory belongs to God.
Što znači da sve naše imanje, novac, bogatstvo, kuće ili sve što posjeduje u novom svetu.
Which means that all that we possess, whether it will be houses or possessions,
mora stajati po strani.
Has to be put aside.
Da pazimo da nas telesne želje i imanje da nam ne zarobi srce.
We must be careful that the goods of this world don't capture our hearts.
Jedan brat je ranije kazao,
one brother has said,
i vrlo precizno,
precise.
Nije problem ako čovjek posjeduje bogatstvo.
It is no problem if a man owns a possession.
I to je u redu.
Riches.
Jer ima puno bogatih ljudi koji su bili verni jako Bogu.
There are people that have possessions who are faithful.
Avram je bio bogat čovjek.
Abraham was rich.
Jov je vjerojatno bio možda još bogatiji od njega.
So was Job.
David je bio car u Izraelju.
David, king of Israel.
A pogledamo predsjednike careve sada na zemlji, pa nijedan nije siromašan.
No ruler of this world is really poor.
Čak u najsiromašnijim zemljama carevi bogato žive.
Even in the poorest of countries, the leaders know how to become rich.
I on je teo kazati da nije problem ako čovjek posjeduje bogatstvo.
So he said it's not a problem that man has riches.
Nego je, može biti problem ako bogatstvo posjeduje njega.
But the problem is if our possessions possess us.
Divno je imati imanje i divno je pomagati druge.
It's good to have possessions and to help others.
Da li neko imao ili nemao, manje je važno.
How much one has or does not have is less important.
Sve stoji u milostivom srcu.
The crux of the matter is whether one has a compassionate heart.
Ja, postoji jedna jako divna stvar i nada za naše srce.
There is one thing or one hope for our hearts.
Da pazimo da u njemu stanuje milost.
That we be, make sure that in our hearts there is a compassion.
A milost stoji u službi ljubavi.
And compassion is a servant of love.
I kaže reč Božija ovako precizno.
And the word of God says,
milostivi će biti pomilovani na sudu. Biće pomilovani koji su činili milost.
The compassion or the forgiving will also receive forgiveness.
I milost će se hvaliti na sudu. Milostivi će biti pomilovani i milost će se hvaliti na sudu.
And the compassion or will also receive forgiveness before.
Zašto je to kazano ovdje? Milostivi će biti pomilovani. Zašto je to napisano?
Why does it say that those that are compassionate forgiving will be also forgiven?
Zato što nijedan čovjek nije savršen na zemlji.
Because no man is perfect.
Jedini koji je bio perfektan, savršen.
Jesus Christ was the only one who was jedino without blemish.
Okay. Jedino je Gospod Isus takav. Kad čovjek dođe pred lice Božije,
when a man comes before the face of holy God,
čovjek će doći uvijek možda sa nekim nedostacima, sa nekim falinkama, sa nekim pogreškama.
We'll come with our iniquities, with our failures.
Mi znamo, mi se na zemlji čistimo kroz ispovest i molitvu pred Bogom.
We are being purified through confession and prayers.
Ali kaže oni koji su činili milost, njima će Bog mnogo progledati.
Yeah, but
kroz tu ljubav.
Those who were merciful shall receive mercy.
Jer je Bog ljubav.
Because God is love.
Kaže ljubav, vera i nada.
Love, faith and hope.
Ovo tri je najveće pred Bogom.
A great before God.
Ali ljubav najveća od svega.
But greatest of all is love.
Pazimo za tu ljubav koja je toliko divna sa neba donešena.
Let us watch about that love.
Kaže, ako dam svoje telo da se spali.
It says that if we let our bodies to be burned and we don't have love,
a ljubavi nemam, ništa mi neće pomoći.
It is not worth anything.
Ljubav treba da se neguje.
Love needs to be maintained and cherished.
Zato se ovdje sastajemo u duhu ljubavi.
That's why we are meeting in the spirit of love.
U duhu milosti.
In the spirit of mercy.
U duhu razuma.
In the spirit of understanding.
Ovo je sveto mjesto.
This is a holy place.
I Bog traži od nas
because
da ga,
God is here and he requires of us
da ga držimo kao što on traži od nas.
To honor him as God, to magnify him as we heard in the Bible class.
Skupština će biti sveta onoliko koliko je mi posvetimo.
Yeah. The church is only as holy as we allowed ourselves to be holy by his help.
Kao što je kazao Gospod, dođite pred mene u pristojnom odelu.
The Lord says, come before me in a acceptable fashion.
I operite haljine svoje kad dolazite pred mene.
Wash your clothes before me.
Ne govorimo ovdje ništa naše, nego Božije.
we don't speak anything besides what God says.
Imamo primjer kod samog prestola Božijeg.
Before God's throne.
Serafimi, anđeli prvoga reda.
Seraphims.
Koji stoje u velikoj slavi pred Bogom.
That are in great glory before God.
Imaju šest krila.
Have six wings.
Sa dva krila pokrivaju lice od slave Gospodnje.
With two wings they're covering their faces.
Sa dva krila lete.
With two wings they're flying.
Sa ona dva krila pokrili su cijelo tijelo do zemlje.
With last two wings they cover their body.
Tu vidimo potpuni moral pred licem Gospodnjim.
We see a reverence before God.
Da mi budemo obučeni pristojno kao verni.
So that we would be dressed as it belongs.
I kaže Gospod u drugoj poslanici da se vladamo kako se prilikuje našem zvanju, kako treba da budemo, kako imamo naše zvanje.
We are to behave as it's becoming the saints.
Ja sam tako razgovarao sa nekim ljudima u Srbiji ranije.
Talked to some people before.
Pa je bila jedna grupa vernika, ne znam iz koje su skupštine, nemamo isto učenje.
There was a group of believers who don't have the same teachings.
I bilo je govora oko nakita i zlata.
And there was a talk about jewelry.
Mi znamo šta pišu poslanici za odevanje, za nakit, kako već stoji, sad ovdje ne ponavljamo.
We know the epistles.
Sigurno ovdje čitano i govoreno puno o tome. Ali ćemo samo kazati vrlo kratko i precizno ono što je Bog ostavio.
But we just said short what the Lord has left behind.
Kad su Jevreji izašli iz Egipta, iz Misira,
when the people Israel left,
oni su pokupili svo zlato i nakit i odneli sa sobom, jer su to njima Misirci poklonili.
They took all the jewelry and all the gold that Egyptians gave them.
Nisu Misirci bili toliko ljubazni prema njima.
Not because Egyptians loved them.
Nego su morali to su morali da im predaju.
But they had to give.
To je bila plata za ono što su Jevreji puno konji robovali bez para za malu hranu.
That was their reward that they were slaves and worked for next to nothing.
Ali vidimo u bliskoj budućnosti taj nakit njima je izašao na problem.
And in the near future that those riches became their problem.
A zašto?
Why?
Zato što su počeli da kite prstenje, lančiće i
they adorned themselves.
I ko je imao bolje, lepši nakit?
And he who had a better adornment.
Počeli su da gledaju da prave razliku jedni između drugih.
They felt superior to the others who didn't have as much.
I neka je počeo da hvata ponos.
And the pride crept in.
Kao što vidimo danas žena ovoga sveta kako se hvale sa nakitom.
Yeah. Many today enjoy that.
I Gospod je kazao ovako. A sad stanite kod gore Horiva. Zaustavio sav narod jevrejski.
And Lord stopped them before the mount of Horeb.
Skinite nakit svoj sa sebe.
Take off your jewelers.
I znaću šta ću raditi sa vama.
And I know what I will do with you.
Jer dok ne skinete nakit, ne znam šta da radim, uotovio vas je ponos, ne možete da me slušate.
He demanded that they put that away.
I kaže ovdje, i sav se narod žalostio. Bili su žalosti što mora da skine nakit.
And
da skinu nakit.
And people were sorry.
Kaže, i poskidaše narodi nakit svoj sa sebe kod gore Horiva.
And they left all the jewelry behind.
Ja ponekad kažem, taj dan je nakit umro pred Bogom.
I sometimes say that day the adornment has died before the Lord.
Ali da ne žalimo za tim nakitom.
We should not mourn that.
Gospod je nama poslao mnogo bolje nakit.
The Lord gave us much better adornment.
Ljubav i veru Hristovu u srce.
Love and faith of Christ.
Veran čovjek i verna žena.
A faithful man and woman.
Kiti svoje srce sa ljubavlju, verom i dobrim delima.
Keep their heart with faith and good works. Sad je vreme da završi.
Bilo kraj, da? Ok. Svakda u svakoj molit ću svoje za vas, sve sa radošću molit ću se, što vi postavljate zajedničari u evanđelju od prvoga dana do danas. Uzdući ću u ovo, evo to sada. Da, ovdje.
The first chapter.
Peti broj. Kaže, raduje se što su postali zajedničari.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
Apostol Pavle se, kaže, veoma raduje kad mi postajemo, što su oni postali zajedničari ono vreme.
Apostol Paul was very joyful that they became united at that time.
A najveća radost je na nebu.
And greatest joy is in heaven.
Kaže da se Bog i anđeli više raduju.
And the angels in heaven rejoice.
Za jednog grešnika koji se kaje.
For one sinner that repents.
Nego za 99 pravednika kojima ne treba pokajanje.
More than for 99 who do not need repentance.
Braći i sestre, meni je jako žao što je vreme isteklo.
Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry that the time has elapsed.
Službu smo malo skratili za 15 minuta, tako po novom, inače je bila sat vremena ranije. Ja želim da Bog ove reči blagoslovi u našim srcima.
My wish is that the Lord would bless these words in our hearts.
Za njegovu neizmjernu milost.
And for his unmeasured
što je nas iz ovoga sveta doveo.
That he called us out of this world.
U dom gospodnji.
Into house of the Lord.
Pribio nas u zajednicu.
He accepted us into the fellowship of believers.
I vidimo koliko nas Hristos ljubi i ceni puno.
We see how much he loved us.
Kad su ga pitali, kad su mu rekli, gospode, braća tvoje i sestre tvoje napolju zovu te.
When they told him, your mother and your brothers are outside.
On kaže, ko su moje braće, ko su moje sestre?
He said, who are my brothers, who is my mother?
To su oni koji slušaju reč moju.
Those are those who hear the word of God.
I izvršuju što je ovdje napisano.
And keep it.
Nemojmo se na zemlji nikoga bojati.
Be not afraid of a man.
Imamo potpunu zaštitu na nebu.
We have a defense in heaven.
Nama da se desi na zemlji ne može ništa. Bez volje, bez dozvole ili dopuštenja Božijeg.
Nothing will happen to us without permission from God.
Anđeo milosti stoji svaku noć pored kreveta.
The angel of mercy are by our bed.
Bog jako brine o nama, više nego mi u našoj deci.
God cares for us more than we care about even our own children.
Obećao je još.
He promised.
U dane gladne bit ćete siti.
And the day of hunger you will be fed.
Ide vreme jako strašno.
The hard times are coming.
Zemlja ulazi u tamnu zonu.
Earth is coming into darkness.
Iz koje više izaći neće.
That will not come out of.
Zemlja živi zadnji deo istorije.
This is the end of the history.
Gospod samo što nije došao.
Lord is at hand.
Doće sada žigosanje ljudi.
The seal of the devil is coming. Seal of the beast.
To nas ne interesuje i mi se uopšte ne bojimo.
We are not afraid of that.
Zato što Bog sedi na nebu i on ima potpunu silu da nas odbrani od svega.
Because God has the power to defend us from that.
I za nas će uvijek biti dobro.
And for us there will be protection.
Samo ovdje još na kraju zadnja rečenica. Gospoda Boga svetite u srcima svojima i nikoga se ne plašite.
Yeah. Honor the God in your heart and be not afraid of man.
Bogu neka je slava večna.
And the Lord be thanked
za njegovu neizmjernu milost,
for his grace,
za njegovo dobro srce,
for his good heart,
za njegovo toliko veliko praštanje,
for his forgiveness,
koje stoji u nebeskoj ljubavi.
In heavenly love.
Bogu hvala u Hristovo ime. Amin.